for a celebration.
Yes.
Let's have some Kool-Aid.
I was profoundly confused when I first listened to Founding Fathers. Here's a band that lists among their influences such groups as Ween, Beck, Wilco, and to which other reviewers had compared to Talking Heads. My first impression of Founding Fathers was of a band that makes booty-shaking, bone-deep funk that just doesn't wash off. The first track on their latest CD, a song called Stop, Drop, and Roll, is magnificent good time party music, to be sure. But Ween? Wilco? I wasn't getting it. I have not had the opportunity to see the band live yet, so maybe I was missing something. The very aptly entitled second track, Don't Stop, brought even more of the Superfly 70s vibe. Founding Fathers' rhythm section of Matt Chmielewski on bass and Dustin McClure on drums crafts a sound reminiscent of the heyday of Stax Records. When partnered with the energy generated by the guitar and vocals of Adam Hacker and the keyboard layering of Celso Chiodi, what you get is a super freaky, nothing but a good time feeling. The kind you might get from classic Rufus Thomas or the Bar K's. By the time the third track, Sexy Magic, reached my ears, I was already convinced that Founding Fathers might be the next challenger to the Yugos for the title of Most Fun Band in Cincinnati. Sexy, magic. Because of the name Sexy Magic and the vibe of the previous two tracks, I was expecting something very much in the vein of Red Hot Chili Peppers. What I got instead was a slightly heavy pseudo-ska story told very much in the manner of classic Talking Heads. There it was, I was starting to get it. Or so I thought. Then I heard Welcome Home, the last track on the CD. It is completely incongruous from the other three. So much so that I had to pause my listening for a moment and check that I didn't hit a button and change my music source somehow. By the end of the album, I had to admit, I was kinda lost again. I listened to the album again the next day. And when I got to Welcome Home, I noticed that the song still had that high-energy pop sound found on the rest of the album. It was just presented in a very different manner. So I was left wondering, was the choice to include this track made because they wanted to show off the band's range of ability? Or were they simply one track short and needed a filler? That was when I started to do some research into Founding Fathers. Like I do so often when I want to find out more about a band, I went to their Bandcamp page. What I found there were four songs that the band had released in April 2012 under the title Sound the Alarm. The Alarm tracks had an even broader range of style than the more recent ones. There was the heavy synth pop of Sin, the silly frolic of Jellyfish Armada, the darker indie rock vibe of Out of My Mind, and yes, the funky groove of Too Hot. The recording quality was not as strong as the new release, but what was very evident was that Founding Fathers is completely comfortable and completely adept at playing a very wide variety of music. The more I listened to Founding Fathers, the more I could feel the whimsical influence of David Byrne. I could also start to understand the experimental, free-form, and unconventional influence of Ween, Beck, and Wilco. I don't think that when Founding Fathers writes a song, they begin with the intention of creating a funk song or a pop song. I think they just want to make good time music that people will enjoy. You're back to the one we love. Appropriate to their name, it all comes down to freedom. As a band, Founding Fathers is free to be jazzy, funky, groovy, rockin', whatever fits their mood at that time. Best of all, they are talented enough that they can do all of that, whenever, however, and wherever they want to. And as a listener, you're free to dance however, whenever, and wherever you want to. Thanks, Founding Fathers, for giving us freedom. WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.